Ramadan Q&A, Hajj and Umrah Q&A, Contemporary Q&A, Duas. So it's all the experience with the mercy of Allah we gathered at Newcastle, and now we say let us try and leave some legacy for the Ummah. And obviously we are indebted to Brother Dr. Yunus Musa of Kronstadt also. So that is how, you know, I always tell Fatima, with the help of Allah, is, you know, I don't feel I wasted a year in my life. Every year something good and good is coming up. So it's all the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
We're running out of time, Mufti Saab. There's still lots to talk to you about, and I want to go on to the start at Channel Islam when you were first spoken to come and join the radio station. No radio experience whatsoever. I don't think you've ever sat in a studio before that. What was your first reaction to all of that?
You know what happened was there, Ziyad Muhammad is Fatima's nephew. He was one of the founders of Channel Islam. He approached me and told me, we got a radio. I tell you, what have to do with a radio? Come off it, man. I'm not a radio man. He said, no, you call this a digital satellite receiver, some big name. So I still wasn't keen, but anyway, one day I had to come to Lens. Then the small shop, ISV, was there. I met Brother Ashraf Siddharth and Umar Farooq. Hamza, I don't think, was still there. So I didn't meet him, but I know that they were there and we spoke. But still, I wasn't convinced. I had America in my head, and I wanted to now migrate and go to America. You know, last night in my own Taraweeh, I finished the 17th Jews with Allah's help. So I was reading two nights ago, 15 para, Surah Kahf. And when I read Surah Kahf there in America, so I made 6 mistakes. So that now just set the whole thing. The next day I sent the email to Ziyad and told him I'm starting with Channel Islam. So when I told Fatima today Surah Kahf, she told me your favorite surah of America, you know, because that was the scales in favor of Channel Islam.
Right.
So yes, it was 15th of January I came, I left Newcastle, and 16th January I came here to Lens in this current house where I am. When, you know, Ashraf and him saw the house needs some attention, they told me no, that was very good of them, fix the whole house up because it needed painting and what have you, and you start the following Monday, the 22nd. So I entered there, they told me there's a studio start. I said, why don't I go for training? They said, no time for training, nothing. The people are complaining one way, they're listening to Nasheed and Nazam. Surakat Namaz and Dua. The Dua I made, I'm sure. And Dua Namaz, I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. And then started Auzu and Bismillah. And last year, you remember, Ramadan time, we completed all Hada Min Fadli Rabbi. So yes, a wonderful, wonderful experience for me, you know. No experience till now. I know nothing about radio. You know that, Zahid. I just go there, they tell me start, and I start, you know. So press this button, I press no button, just I press the button, I'll fly out, you know. So I just speak, and I don't know nothing about the radio, and ask Allah to accept it. So.
Inshallah. Mufti Saab, you've had a very, very cherished life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done so much for you, and we're so appreciative of this. You've been a giant of giants, known across the world, and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having you. Just very quickly, I want to touch on two things very quickly. One is the challenges for the Muslim community in South Africa. Quickly, what do you think would be our greatest challenges now?
The greatest challenge, on a very, very serious note, this morning I read one email. It brought so many like tears to me. One person writing a letter against Maulana Yunus Patel, and it's going now public and people are sending it. You know, I need to make a strong appeal, and I mentioned this to so many ulama in ulama forums. Tell we, the ulama, who say we are ulama, if we are not united, then remember we are causing a great disservice to this ummah. We can have difference of opinion on issues, but once that difference of opinion then goes into personal attacks, and what languages are used, that definitely does not behove the alim and the ulama fraternity. So I beg, I appeal, I beseech the ulama, think, what are we doing? This cannot be allowed to continue in South Africa, whether it's a chicken issue, whether it's other issues or whatever. We need to think, are we causing harm to this ummah, or are we making khidmat of this ummah? Read Ummat al-Wahdat of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah. Every alim should read that. I met Mufti Shafi Sahib, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, we performed Umrah, Hajj, Hazrat Ji Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Sheikh Albani, Sheikh bin Baz. We met the giants of our time. they never ever behaved in this manner. So remember that there was so much respect and so forth. So therefore, I appeal first thing to the ulama. Second thing, that to the parents and ulama and the Muslim leaders, you know, these children and this youth we have, there are so many challenges for them. And they can so easily go off the track, whether it be because of girlfriend, because of bad company, drugs and what have you. If we do not make effort on them, then remember, I fear what might happen to the future of South Africa. So this is my two greatest concern, that how we ulama behave with one another, and second, our new generation, will they contribute and appreciate this great legacy there of South Africa given to them on the plate, or Allah forbid, will they just leave it? So these and global issues, obviously, Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, are all in front of us. So this is on a very serious note. The minimum we can do is make dua that Almighty Allah unites the ulama and unites the ummah as well.
Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, we've been profiling. Mufti Saab, before I let you go, we just got a message from my sister Amina in Mauritius. She says, we've been learning so much from Mufti Saab. He's our teacher. He has taught us to live Islam, to love Islam, and I make dua from the bottom of my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him izzat in his deen, dunya and akhirah.
Jazakallah khairan. It is just emails and messages like this that, you know, motivate us. We can only beg Almighty Allah, grant us ikhlas and qabooliyat and accept us. Make dua for Channel Islam that we go from heights to heights, and the entire team, inshallah, can contribute towards Islam to all four corners of the globe, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan.
Jazakallah, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein. Mufti Saab, once again, jazakallah for your time. This would be available, remember, as a podcast, and at the end of Ramadan on a CD with every ulama that we showcase and highlight on that CD at the end, the month end, inshallah, or maybe just after Eid, inshallah, and that will be available. Lots of requests from brothers around the country and around the world for the series to be made available. We definitely have something. It will be something for you to keep. Mufti Saab, once again, jazakallah khair to you. All the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and Appa Fatima well, give you a long life, inshallah, and keep you in the service of deen for many, many years, inshallah.
Barakallahu feekum. We conclude today's interview with the wonderful words of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim of every Muslim should not be just to finish the Quran Kareem. The aim should be to finish our life in the khidma of the Quran and Sunnah and Islam. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakallahu khair to you, Brother Zaid Asmal, and the entire team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Another one in the series of ulama we showcasing.